This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
Welcome into The Drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive!
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
The drive and the two.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood, Brett Bielema, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Gee.
Let's go for a little ride.
Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper. You and I were just talking about this. When Jay leaves, it's like all the air is sucked out of the radio station. Yep. And you and I are like, do we have to do this hour? Because whatever we do this hour is not going to match what we just did.
He brings the energy and then he takes it with him when he leaves.
He's totally just, yeah, he's selfish is what he is. No, I'm kidding. Man, Jay Layman, that is priceless. He's so very good at what he does. He's entertaining, number one, with knowledge.
That's right.
So some people are just entertaining. I happen to think that I'm maybe that person. Hardly any knowledge.
And nah, I wouldn't say that.
Well, not really. Come on. And then there's Jay, who is just a ball of fire from the get-go, and he just constantly spits out great stuff. And you're just sitting there like, oh, it's amazing. Like, I mean, and this is nothing but a compliment. Sean Harrington. I love having Sean Harrington on. Mike LaTulip. I mean, those guys are so knowledgeable. It's ridiculous. But they don't have Jay's. Not many people have Jay's energy.
No, they don't.
And that's probably a good thing that there's not many of him. Because there can only be so many, I think. But, oh, it's incredible. And I know all of you enjoy the hour we spend with Jay Layman every Monday, I know today's Tuesday, during the Illinois football season. So I hope we do that again next year. And again, we want to thank Molitor Financial, Freedom Roofing, and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They were the three keys to having Jay in each week, and that was certainly a fun time. Real quick, on football, two notes today on Illinois football. They received a transfer from Michigan State. It's a grad transfer, if I'm not mistaken. And he is a guy, Derek, I want to know how you read into this. His name is Max Rosenthal. He's an H-back, essentially, or a tight end, or a fullback. So what you'll see is you'll see the two line, or you'll see tight ends line up along the line, and then you'll see a guy like as almost like a wing that's on their hip. I think that's kind of more of what he lines up in. But did you read anything into that? I read totally into, we're going to have a fullback that's going to open a hole for a running back up the middle, and I'm loving every second of it.
Yeah, it's committing more towards smash mouth football.
Yes.
And I do like to be able to have that when you need it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I still think in today's college game, you watch how Alabama's more if you watch how LSU, and you're not going to be that regardless.
No.
I think that you got to be able to throw the football. You got to be able to spread some people out. Now,
cool.
I would like to see Illinois recruit more speed,
mm-hmm.
more speed offensively, but we've seen Wisconsin, we've seen Northwestern, we've seen Iowa. We talked about it a lot. They are able to line up under center, run the ball a lot, and kind of establish, you know, the play action, tight end. But to have a fullback, that's old school football.
Yeah, old school.
And I don't know much about Max Rosenthal, to be honest. I haven't watched a lot of tape on him. There's not a lot of stats for a fullback. Usually.
I've got Illinois in the Rose Bowl thanks to Max Rosenthal.
Right. But hey, if he's able to open up some holes, and you also think about red zone.
Yeah,
get down there and trying to convert and really being able to own the line of scrimmage. That's something that Brett Bielema obviously has done a lot at Wisconsin and in his time in college football.
I just think for me, it's almost like copycat whatever's working for Iowa and Wisconsin. If you can get to that level, then as an Illinois fan, if you can get close to that level, then as an Illinois fan, it's all I want. Sure, I'd love to win a national title. Sure, I'd love to get to a college football playoff one day, and maybe you can. But if you can compete in the West, not even year in and year out, if you could compete 2 out of 3 years where you have a shot at a West title, and whatever the case, now maybe that's not a Max Rosenthal, maybe that's not the way to do it. I just think if you can do that, that's all I want as an Illini football fan. I want to show up every Saturday in that tailgate lot knowing that I have to be inside Memorial Stadium to watch a game that's going to matter. And that's all I want, and hopefully that'll be the case. Now, we're always more positive. We're always more optimistic when you hire a coach. I was saying the same things when Lovie Smith was hired. And then that totally went downhill in a hurry. So I'm just hoping that this is the case. By the way, today's Brett Bielema's wife's birthday. Can't think of her name now. Is it Amy? That's my fault to her. I apologize. I saw on Twitter, I think this morning, that he had he did a shout out to his wife. So her birthday is today. So happy birthday,
Jennifer.
Jennifer. Okay, happy birthday to Jennifer. That's for that. But yeah, it is. It's true. It's just one of those when I saw that and I started thinking to myself, you know, figure out how you control it. And this is the other thing. And I know I said this, you and I and Jay talked about it this year. The one thing I've always been confused is Illinois' defense has never been that good in the last, I know there's been times, don't get me wrong, when Jay was here, when Hardy and those guys were here, but the last few years with the defense, and I understand that Rod Smith wants to play an up-tempo, hurry-up kind of offense, but I never could understand when you know that your defense isn't stopping people, why are you snapping the ball with 23 seconds on the, why not eat time and win a time of possession? To me, that's just a no-nonsense, logical way to help control a football game. But maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, Jay had talked about, I believe, in weeks past about to be able to be effective in an up-tempo, you got to move the sticks a couple of times.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, you're throwing your defense back out there, and they're tired. And there is value to, you know, lining up and snapping and not allowing the defense to substitute and all that, get set. But again, yeah, you got to be able to move the sticks. And to your point about trying to be Northwestern or trying to be Iowa, how many times have we seen Iowa? Maybe they don't go into the season being like, eh, are we going to win the Big Ten West? We could.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're competitive each and every year. But we'll have a, you know, we had a decent year this year. We won 7 games.
Yeah. We'll be in the Alamo Bowl.
Even for them, maybe 7 games is like, eh.
Yeah, they probably
would.
It's
a little bit of a down year. Decent year, 8 wins.
Can you imagine?
So it's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good, 9 wins.
Ugh. Us being upset because we're playing in the Outback Bowl again. I mean, if you could do that every year, I would totally take that. I was supposed to talk basketball.
That's fine.
And I went on a football rampage here. But again, the other thing, Isaiah Gay changed his mind and is coming back to Illinois. I don't know if he changed his mind. Maybe I'm getting this all wrong. Isaiah Gay I for some reason was thinking he went to the portal, but I guess not. Isaiah Gay announced today he's coming back. So, again, that's another weapon you can have on this football team of a veteran, experienced guy. And if Bielema, I'm not going to hold him to it because he told us he wasn't sure if he was going to do it or not. But if he does go to a 3-4, that kind of suits a guy like Isaiah Gay.
Yeah, I could see him being a stand-up 3-4 linebacker rushing on the outside. That's a guy that, let's be honest, we're still waiting to see a lot more from him. From the time when he showed flashes as a freshman, even last year, he had a career-high 2.5 sacks, which that's a step in the right direction. And it was more productive than he has been in you know, that junior and sophomore season, but still haven't seen that next gear. He wasn't Owen Carney this past
Correct.
Year. Could he come back with another opportunity and maybe the 3-4 fits him better, and he is that? Maybe.
I would love to have Owen Carney back, too.
I would as well, especially when the DC comes in. I'm going to scheme around my personnel.
Boom.
That's not to say if we're juggling 3-4, 4-3, Carney's coming back to running a 4-3, but to put him in some situations that would allow him to do what he does well, I think that might be something. If he's in the portal, he can obviously talk to coaches around the country, but he could still talk to Ryan Walters, still talk to Brett Bielema, and you'd think that they'd be doing that.
And I would assume they've reached out. There's no doubt about that. So we'll see as we go. There's three remaining open spots, I believe, on this coaching staff, wide receivers. And I keep kind of waiting for the news from Mike Bellamy. I was thinking that maybe he would be a guy that would be a holdover. Corey Patterson, of course, a holdover, and now he's going to coach the running backs. Mike Bellamy, who was a wide receiver in college here at Illinois, if he comes back, last year he coached the running backs, I would think it'd just be, make more sense. There again, I'm maybe being too logical here, but I would think I'd want Mike Bellamy to coach my receivers, but I'm still kind of waiting to hear if that's going to be the guy. Also, defensive back coach and defensive end coach. It sounds like those are about the three remaining slots. Otherwise, Brett Bielema has a staff that's rolling along. I'll say him. Offensive coordinator Tony Peterson, defensive coordinator Ryan Walters, Corey Patterson, we mentioned at running back, Ben Miller at tight end, Bart Miller, offensive line, Terrence Jamison, defensive line, and Andy Boo, linebacker. What do you think so far? Listen, I know this isn't an easy question. It's not like you and I are experts at these coaches that have been coordinators. I liked what Jay said. It's a good mix of youth and also experience that Brett Bielema's bringing in.
Yeah, I like what I've seen so far. Now, I'll admit, Jay was right on one thing. I'm so wrapped up in the hoop scene and Curbelo and all this, whatever's going on, and that I'm not maybe as, I'm obviously not as
well versed. You're not fooling me.
I'm not Jay Layman. I can't.
You're not fooling me, Pipes. I know you stay all over this stuff.
Yeah, no, I like the hire from Purdue to get the D-line coach who has some ties in state and continue to work that. I think it was pretty obvious to bring back Corey Patterson, and Ryan Walters, from everything you hear as far as what they were able to do in 2019, and if it was just a matter of this past season, Missouri, even if they lost some guys, COVID, whatever the situation, that they weren't as good, he's shown enough to come in here, and I like the fact that he's got that young energy, can recruit, or has experience recruiting St. Louis in that, so I've liked what I've seen. I wasn't necessarily sitting here with a wish list as far as,
correct,
here's who I want as the OC, DC. Trust Bielema to hire the right guys, and just based on the criteria or you look at their backgrounds, it seems pretty impressive.
And recruiting so much a part of it, and you just mentioned it. Ryan Walters, a guy that could recruit, of course, at Missouri. He's got those ties probably down there around Kansas City, as Jay Layman said. The St. Louis area, we know Corey Patterson is embedded down there. And then you look at the Illinois side of things, you've got a guy like Bart Miller, the offensive line coach, played high school football in Illinois. Terrence Jamison, a kid that is from Illinois, and of course Brett Bielema. So you feel like you've got this Midwest pretty well covered. And it, from the sounds of it, and obviously when they got the recruit down in Arkansas, Bielema still has the stretch down there as well, that he has connections in that area, so that's certainly something. I was watching that game last night. I tweeted it out, and I misspelled his name. I'm like, dang it! But I'm like, I hope Brett Bielema can bring any kind of speed. And I'm not talking Devontae Smith speed, although if you want to do that, that'd be fine. Just any kind of speed. And you just said it. Bring me some speed to this Illinois football team.
Yeah, it's really important. It's something that you can obviously find. I mean, it's not relegated to certain areas, but sure, it seems like there's speed in St. Louis.
Yep.
And like a Mookie Cooper or Jeff Thomas that you weren't able to get. But yeah, that's important to be able to have playmakers on offense and really in your secondary as well. Because if you're going to want to compete at the top of the league, if you're going to face an Ohio State in the Big Ten title game, now look, we're talking.
I know
from where you are to where that hypothetical is a big gap. But just in general, in terms of improving your football team, you got to be able to have guys who can run away from people.
Yep,
and that's important.
I'll always be optimistic, Derek. Until I can't. Does that make sense? It's almost like when Josh Whitman said, I'll always back my coaches until I can't. As an Illini fan, I'm always going to be optimistic until I can't. And I just could not anymore with Lovie Smith. It was time to move on. And then you start to find out things like, well, he didn't even, nobody even came in our door. And you're an alum and at one of the best high schools in Illinois. And you start hearing that. And it's like, okay, I'm done. I'm done with that. College of Aces text line, 359-2255. Mike says, I've always said if a football coach can win 6 or 7 a season here, he's a lock for mayor. And there's some truth to that. If you could get 6 or 7, I know at a certain point we'd want more than that. But I'll take 7 wins every year. I'd love that. He says any reason you singled out the Outback Bowl on, maybe because it's in Tampa. That's probably true. There is some probably truth to that. At Big Def says they love the new defensive line coach who's been watching Big Ten West film all last year. So I agree with that. Now I'm going to leave this to you on Ethan. Word on the street, you all stream your show to Twitch. I'm having a time finding it. Only thing, he's seeing other things. I don't know anything about Twitch.
I'll admit I don't know a ton either. We're supposed to be on Twitch. I'll have to. Okay. I'll investigate and get back.
Okay. I kind of threw you under the bus there with that, but yeah, I don't know anything about that. But we'll look into it. Last thing on football, and then we are gonna switch gears to basketball. National title game. I know we talked it over with Jay last night. Derek, I mean, right off the bat, I'm like, this is a mismatch.
Yeah, you knew that there was going to be a ton of points scored in this game and that Ohio State was going to be lucky to get a few stops. And that obviously Justin Fields and Chris Olave, they were going to have to bring it.
Mm-hmm.
Really put up, Jay said, 40-45, and that seemed about right. I did not think that Ohio State's defense did a very good job as far as scheming. And I mean, Sean Wade on the outside looked like he was running in slow motion. And that has a lot to do right. with Devontae Smith and the talent that Alabama has. But just overall, just some of their breakdowns in coverage, or just the fact that there would even be a situation where Borland is having the responsibility of covering Smith over the middle. That can't happen.
No.
But it's credit to Alabama and what they have talent-wise, and then Sarkisian to be able to put them in situations where they go so... We talk a lot about stretching the field vertically, but going horizontal
they
with all those motions, those orbit motions, I think is what you call it. You're from receiver, then go behind the quarterback. And just, again, it's impossible. It almost seems like a cheat to put Devontae Smith motion behind the line of scrimmage, then he can go left or right.
Yeah, it's like the Canadian football. Like he gets a running advantage.
Yeah.
It's like, well, hold on.
It's he like should have to. You shouldn't be able to do that.
He should have to count to like 3 Mississippi before he can take off. That's how fast he is.
So
I'm with you.
I'll be honest. Third quarter, it was kind of boring.
It was. And okay, let me ask you this, because I agree, and you know my take on that. If Devontae Smith would have played second half, would you have? That would have been fun to see. I mean, that kid could have had 400 yards receiving.
Yeah, to see him continue to put on the show would have been fun.
Yeah, 12 catches, right? 12 for 215 and a half and 3 touchdowns.
It was ridiculous.
Wow.
And wow. You appreciate, I agree with the take that, you know, to see someone outside of the quarterback position win the Heisman is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to see what he's able to do. So, yeah, it would have been fun. But then again, it would have just continued to expand the gap. I mean,
exactly.
At that point, Bama's up 6 scores.
Yeah.
And it's like, ugh.
It's like, why is he in?
Why is there no Big Ten basketball tonight?
Well, there is tonight. We're going to talk about it. Last thing, Mac Jones, Chicago Bears quarterback. Did you see the picture of him with no shirt on and a cigar?
No.
Somebody was like, how about Mac Jones just showing off his... I mean, dude, he looks like me without a shirt. Maybe not that bad.
That's fine.
I was laughing. I'm like, oh, that's not very nice. Is he a product, though? I mean, were his throws that spot on? Or is it just with that many weapons? He's probably hard. He's probably one of those that's hard to evaluate because he's playing with such elite talent at every position. And that includes 5 guys in front of him that he doesn't necessarily have to worry about getting drilled every play. So that makes a big difference, but I don't know. I saw that on Twitter last night. Mac Jones of the Bears.
Now that you mention it, I did see there was an article or something where he says his girlfriend bakes him 10 cookies every night. He eats 10 cookies every night.
He looks like me. I mean, I was a lot better shape in that age than he is, than Mac Jones is, but I certainly wasn't out there slinging touchdowns for a national title either. So
he's got really good accuracy.
He does.
Now you do wonder, just the fact is he's got the highest rated offensive line in front of him. He's got the best speed and receivers on the outside. And we'll see what Tua turns into. Mm-hmm. And I know that Bama's offense overall has just evolved. It's not the same offense that Greg McElroy ran however long ago.
Yep.
But an A.J. McCarron, you just wonder when those guys come from those programs.
That's a good point.
How much are they a product of that? I'd rather see Kyle Trask could be a little bit – would be ahead of him as far as –
That's fair.
As far as that. Zach Wilson, we're not going to be probably high enough to, to be able to pick him out of BYU. But we need somebody. There's a lot of potential upgrades out there.
Take your mind off the Bears real quick because they're not going to be drafting that high.
And my mind's rarely on them anymore.
If you didn't need a quarterback in this draft, are you taking Devontae Smith? Would you see a team trade up to get him? I texted Lucas and Andrew last night and said, I would almost do what I could if I was Arizona to trade up to get Devontae Smith and add him to DeAndre Hopkins and Christian Kirk and Kyler Murray. I mean, if there's one, that Arizona offense, I think, was sixth in football this year. 2 years ago, they were 32nd. Then they went like 21st, and now they're sixth. And I do give Cliff Kingsbury credit for that, but a lot of it is Kyler Murray. You got DeAndre Hopkins. Kenyon Drake looked good. He was, whatever, fourth overall in rushing. If you had a Devontae Smith to that offense, wow!
Yeah, no
How
kidding.
How high do you take? He's so small.
That's true.
But if you can't catch him to hit him.
I haven't seen a mock draft here recently. He seems like he's a easily top 10, maybe top 5 pick, right?
Let's look at that at the break.
I will.
Let's look at that at the break.
You'd obviously have to evaluate your needs, but if you're the Cardinals, I mean, you've seen when you've had really two high-level receivers, Fitz in his prime with Anquan Boldin. I know their skill sets are going to be different here, but Hopkins and Smith on the same side.
Oof. Oh,
jeez.
James said, surprised you guys haven't said the game tomorrow and I got is canceled. We did mention that in the first hour, and I'm going to go out on a limb here, or I'm going to take the blame because – I told Derek right before we started this hour, let's talk Illinois basketball about the game. We'll talk about tonight, Wisconsin and Michigan. And then I went off onto a college football run for 21 minutes. That is totally my fault. Illinois-Nebraska's game is postponed tomorrow due to COVID reasons on Nebraska's side. So when we come back, we'll talk some Illinois hoops. And we'll also mention tonight's game, Wisconsin and Michigan.
Real quick, Pro Football Focus, prior to the college football playoff, so I'm sure this has changed a little bit, Devontae Smith's not even the highest receiver taken. Seventh overall to the Lions.
Okay.
One spot behind his teammate, Jaylen Waddle, to the Eagles at 6. So 7 to the Lions, 6, Jaylen Waddle, 5, Jamar Chase out of LSU, Cincinnati Bengals.
I mean, Tyreek Hill is muscular. Devontae Smith's not built, I don't think, like Tyreek Hill in terms of muscle, but he's the guy I think of. And look what Tyreek Hill does for that team. I know Patrick Mahomes helps, but Tyreek Hill is just a weapon that every time you play Kansas City, you're like, oh, crap.
I really don't worry about size at the wide receiver position,
Amen.
Honestly.
Amen. Amen.
How tall was Steve Smith?
Yeah.
I love that dude.
Oh, man, was he good. Give me Devontae Smith. You talk about opening up your playbook for him. Just look what he did last night. I mean, just open it up. I would take him in a heartbeat. I would trade up for him. That's how good I think he could be, and that's how good I think he could make your team.
I was missing those Vince Young, Matt Leinart national titles last night, or the Deshaun Watson against Bama.
Yes.
Like, when you get two elite programs clashing like that, then it's beautiful. It's awesome.
There'll never be another Texas-USC game, will there?
No.
That was the best game. The best game ever, I think. I mean, it was incredible. At least going forward. Now, I don't know behind that, maybe, but going forward. All right, 359-2255. If you want to weigh in, when we come back, I promise we're going to talk Illinois basketball and Big Ten basketball. It is The Drive.
Game Day Spirits year-end clearance sale is now live and full of great deals for Illini Nation. Shop in either of their stores and take an additional 20% off of existing clearance items, or visit them online at gamedayspirit.com/sale to save 30% on great pieces from brands like Nike, Columbia, Champion, and more. Game Day Spirit is located at the the corner of 6th and Green in Campustown, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, and is open online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Hey, it's Diane Ducey with my friends at Profile by Sanford. 2020 was tough on everyone, but there's one thing I'm grateful for this year, and that's joining Profile, developed by doctors to take the guesswork out of losing weight. The plan is simple, effective, and a certified health coach is with me every step of the way. I've lost weight, I have more energy, I feel great. If you need an extra push, you can join now and save 30% off your program. Visit ProfilePlan.com and use the access code DD.
Here's what people are saying about PDR Automotive in Urbana. The following reviews are from actual customers in the last 5 months. They were kind and helpful. They offered a very thorough evaluation. Their staff was friendly and attentive. They were quick, reasonably priced, and kept me informed during the process. They did a great job with what I requested. They were very professional, and it was a great overall experience. If you're looking for an honest automobile mechanic that will fix your car the first time, visit PDR Automotive on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
I'm Brian Laird. I'm the pharmacy manager of OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center here in Urbana. One of the things with this vaccine is it has been proven to be safe and effective. One of the great things about the vaccine is that it's 95% effective for the Moderna and the Pfizer both so far. That's an amazing efficacy that we have. So that means it's going to work about 95% of the time. We all know that COVID fatigue is real. Even in my family, we experience it. We don't like wearing masks. We don't like being told that we can't eat at restaurants. We don't like not going to Illini games. We don't want this to continue. The way out of this is by getting the vaccine. The COVID fatigue is a real thing, and hopefully it can be lessened, if not eliminated, by getting the vaccine in the coming months. The vaccine is something that we really want to stress is important. It's going to be our best shot to get out of this pandemic. If you have questions, I want to make sure that you have the right answers to those questions. So osfhealthcare.org is a great resource that you can turn to. osfhealthcare.org.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Life is personal and money is personal. If you think about it, when is there a time in life when money does not come into play? Maybe you are getting married or getting a divorce, having a baby or lost someone, buying a house or selling your house, getting a new job, or maybe you lost your job. We help our clients with all the decisions that go along with life. Call Christy at 352-5828 to meet with us, Terry and Tim at Chester Financial.
Securities offered through the Owens Equity Sales Company. Member FINRA SIPC, 701 Devonshire Drive, Champaign, Illinois, 61820-217-352.
When hiring someone to clean your home or office, you may not say it, but you're thinking it.
I don't even know who you are.
Well, Ram Clean is local, with a trained, talented, and trustworthy staff that cleans your home quickly and efficiently. Ram Clean provides a 150% satisfaction guarantee, and their goal for every job is to exceed your expectations. Trust Ram Clean for any cleaning job, large or small. With 5-star Google reviews, you can trust locally owned Ram Clean. Go to ramclean.com for details. That's ramclean.com.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Long Joe's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
Butch here with ServPro. Getting back to business means giving customers the confidence to walk through your doors. At ServPro of Champaign-Urbana, we're doing just that with certified ServPro Clean. Our proactive cleaning programs help reduce the spread of viral pathogens, adheres to CDC standards, and uses EPA-approved disinfectants. For a free quote, call ServPro of Champaign-Urbana at 355-0077. The company you've trusted for 30 years with fire and water cleanup can help you with COVID concerns. Franchises are independently owned and operated. Go to ServProofChampaignUrbana.com for more information.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Hey, let me tell you about CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. They know that your business needs help when keeping walkways and parking lots free of ice.
They're not going to leave you heartless.
See what you did there. That was nice.
That was really bad.
Stay winter ready with ice melt products from CMI. And don't forget to check out Trax Buster to help remove the white film that the ice melt causes indoors. It will protect and extend the life of your floor and keep it looking shiny and new. Find out all about their products at CMIClean.com or give them a call at 217-359-6262. That's 217-359-6262. That's new.
I'm trying to think. This is like 1980s. What am I trying to think of? In the 80s, we had a guy that just did sync. What am I trying to say? Like, not synchronized, but... Oh, man, I'm losing it. I need help from our listeners. 359-2255. There was a guy, there was a DJ or something. I don't know.
Kind of like turntables and stuff?
Yeah, and it was all it was...
Instrumental.
I can't think of who that was. Help me out here. Where's Tony? 359-2255. If that's a Hans special, I'm going to give him grief about that.
Are they playing that when you walk into Styx? I've never been to Styx. I've only heard.
Oh, good call, Dion. It's almost Milli Vanilli-ish. It's right. Oh, blame it on the rain. Oh, my. Axel, thank you. Axel F. Jason. I love our listeners. Axel. Yeah, that's right. Dun, 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 dun. No, they weren't playing that. But at midnight, they would play Friends in Low Places at Styx. Classic for Southern Illinois, right? And you knew it was midnight. And the good news in Carbondale, you had two more hours. 2 a.m. close, man.
Perfect.
1:45, last call. And, of course, the bouncer would always say, you don't have to go home, but you got to get on up out of here. And it's like, oh, boy. Okay, we're getting out of here. Herbie Hancock, good call there, too. Man. Yep, Jason from Beverly Hills Cop. That's right. All right, sorry. I said I was coming back talking basketball, and already I'm talking about Herbie Hancock and everything. All right, so we find out that Illinois' game against Nebraska is postponed due to Nebraska's issues with COVID. We don't want to lose a game against Nebraska, Derek. I don't mean lose as in win-loss column. I mean not being able to play it, but they'll try to make that up.
You would think. You would hope that you're able to do that. I mean, you're counting that in your chase to trying to win a Big Ten title.
Amen.
I don't want to say easy, but it's as easy as it gets.
Right.
As far as the league. You want to be able to play that game. And Brad's talked a lot about wanting to play as many games as possible. There's still, I don't know how realistic it is to schedule, you know, the idea of they had a non-conference get postponed. Would they match up with somebody else in the league that has an ability to play another one?
Fair enough.
I don't know how realistic that is. And you look at the schedule here, it's pretty tight. Here coming up, it's a game every 3 days, essentially.
Wow.
Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan State, those are all within 3 days. And then you have about 6 days before you play Iowa. But I don't know how realistic it is. I'd have to pull up Nebraska's schedule in front of me, but you knew that this was going to probably happen at some point. You're glad that it's not on your side as far as the positive tests, and Illinois gets a chance to gear up for Ohio State this weekend.
Well, and it is true because, you know, you just had basically a week off to kind of work on things, and now you're going to have a week off essentially to work on Ohio State, and not just a game plan for Ohio State. You don't need probably a week on that, but you're going to work on things. And I know that a few things that we talked about was working on defense. I think that was Brad Underwood's main focus. Now, he could call up right now, Brad, 359-2255, if you're driving home. You know, he could call and say and refute that, say, no, Lon, we didn't really work much defense. But I think they did, because it seemed like games were a little bit high scoring, and now all of a sudden Illinois kind of done a better job defensively. Maybe this week, maybe you work on offense. Reactionary to a 63-point effort against Maryland, maybe there's things you work on. What would you work on if you're Illinois' offense?
Being able to react better when Kofi gets doubled, be able to still get him the ball when teams want to focus a lot inside, put him in situations where, or have plays where if teams are doubling him, how do you isolate him on one side of the floor to where all of a sudden that double is going to have to come from the other side, and it's going to take longer to get there, and if they do, it's going to be pretty clear for Kofi to be able to see and pass out of it. I mentioned it yesterday that Kofi only has 2 assists all season. Now, I mean, I say that, and you're going to go, whoa, Kofi really needs to pass it out and set some other guys up. Right. When he gets the ball, you want him to score.
Amen.
If it's there, if it's one-on-one, especially shooting 72% from the field in Big Ten play, take any big in the country one-on-one with what he's able to do right now. But you would think, again, Ohio State, you look at what they have inside. We know the boy from down south. They have Kyle Young. They don't have, you know, those are 6'8 type of players that they're going to play at the 4 and 5. And I would be very surprised if they don't bring double teams. So I think you'd work on that. I think you also work on something that Maryland showed was defending Curbelo a different way than others have. Mm. Just with, if now you're going to have the luxury of having length on him or just being able to stick with him, because other teams, if you're going to say, okay, we're not going to help off, he's going to get to the rim a lot of times. But if you can make sure that you don't help and just stay in a position where you're ready for his dump offs, you're ready for his passes, all of a sudden you turn him into a scorer. And we saw that late, especially late in that game, where you'd rather have him be that facilitator, not be the guy taking tough twos, tough shots.
Yeah. We compared him a lot to
Cassius.
I gave you the look of helplessness. Like, I could not come up with a name. Is there a similarity there? Or, you know, here's what Cassius did. He made himself a good shooter. Cassius came in, and when he played as a freshman or sophomore, he could dish. But, man, by the time he was a junior and senior, he was a knockdown shooter, even with a stroke that I thought was weird. I still can't figure out how he made shots at a high level. But is that kind of where, or am I just comparing him because he's going to be maybe a four-year guy that's here and you're going to win a lot of games because of it? Is there a similarity with Cassius? Cassius was never that electric, right, with the basketball.
Yeah, there are some differences. I think when you look at multi-year guy ranked in the same area, mm-hmm. and as far as not being a five-star, but, you know, they're a top 50 type of point guard. And just the gift for passing.
Yes.
Because Cassius wasn't a starter, similar to Curbelo, as a freshman, and he had the highest assist rate in the Big Ten. He came in and was just able to, you know, set up his guys and be able to see things that a lot of other point guards don't. Cash is not nearly as quick.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of thick.
Right.
I mean, but he knows how to move and he knows how to manipulate the defense. Curbelo has more spurt ability, mm-hmm. ability to get by you, but Curbelo does not have that jumper. You look at Cash's, his last year got in front of me, shot 49% from 3 in the Big Ten.
Wow.
And even as a freshman, 38 on the year, 39 in the Big Ten. That's different than what Curbelo brings to the table right now.
Spurt ability, first of all, great use of that word because you don't hear that enough. The thing that Cassius would do, and I think you'll see this out of Curbelo as he grows, I don't mean up, but you know what I mean, grows as a player, is you figure out the spots that you can get to where you can get the shot off. I know against Maryland, and I don't mean to be reactionary to that game because Curbelo's been really good, but there were times where he'd get too deep and then have to shoot, and the big guys are there swatting it away or at least, you know, defending it to where he's got to change his shot. Cassius was good about getting into that, you know, almost like a little bubble of a zone defense in football where a receiver's wide open 7 yards down the field. Cassius was really good at that. And also knocking down threes. And I think that's where Curbelo's game grows.
Yeah, you want Curbelo to understand that, because so far up until that Maryland game, it's get as deep as I can on the drive.
Yep.
Know the big's going to come to help.
And dish it.
And dish it around his back. Or throw the corner to the three. It's just that he can get deep and there's going to be an open pass. And all of a sudden against Maryland, they were not allowing that. They were having him get to the baseline. All of a sudden he has someone that's at least 2 inches taller than him. And if he wants to go up, he's either going to get blocked or it's going to be a tough fadeaway. And I just think overall with his jump shot is it's not terrible. It's not
right.
Hate to knock him, especially because he had his knocks throughout the years here. He's not Jalen Tate.
No.
But he's not – when you go down the list of guys on the offense that you want to take a jumper, a lot of times he's probably fourth outside of Kofi.
We asked him about that when he was at – where did he play? Lehigh or – remember, we had him on, and we asked him about his jump shot. And he said, you know, it's something that I'm going to take pride in. It's something I'm going to work hard at. And is there one thing about him that you don't believe that by his junior year he's going to be knocking those down with precision? He feels like a kid that's just going to work and get better. And listen, we did this one time, and I don't remember. We talked about Kofi, and he came out and had a huge game. So you know next Saturday, Curbelo is going to get double digits assists. Yeah, I can just already, I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Trent Frazier got hurt in that game. Or any kind of update on Trent? Again, like I said, you know, he gets hit on the way down. In other words, the guy's elbow or whatever it was hits Frazier while Frazier's arm was down. Thank goodness, because where you can really do damage to a shoulder is if you're in the air, like trying to get a rebound or shooting and something happens. So I think in that regard, that was kind of a break for Illinois. But have we heard anything about Trent? And I guess if nothing else, he's got a week to rest.
Yeah, I know that after the game, Brad said they were going to need another day to probably evaluate a little bit further. The good sign is he came back.
Yeah.
And he was back to be cleared to go into the game. Because I think if there was a situation where his collarbone was broken or if his shoulder was really, if it was separated or really messed up, I don't think Paul Schmidt clears him.
Good call.
To be able to go back out there. It might be a situation where he just needs to rest it. Would he have potentially missed the game against Nebraska? I don't know. Maybe you have an issue where after the game it really swells up.
Could be sore.
You could limit limit that mobility. So, yeah, we'll have to see that. I just would expect it to be fairly minor, just manageable based on the fact that he got back in that game.
Fair enough.
I mean, he wasn't right.
Right.
Because he airballed that three and wasn't in the game the final 8 minutes. It didn't feel like he was going to be able to be an offensive threat there, but we'll see. Don't have too much more information on that.
Again, the game tomorrow night postponed against Nebraska due to some COVID issues with the Huskers. There is no timetable yet as to when that game will be played. However, there is a game tonight. And when we come back, we're going to touch on this. If you're an Illini fan, you almost have to root for the Badgers tonight? Is that true? Ugh. There you go, Derek. Axel Foley, Beverly Hills Cop. Oh, yeah. That's some 80s right there.
Nice.
Roxanne! We're back. It's The Drive.
Chapter 104, verse 24 says, O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creations. Blossom Basket Florist celebrates the creatures of God's creation. From exquisite centerpieces for your Thanksgiving table, give a daisy bowl for your birthday gift. Tell your partner you love them with the Love Struck Bouquet. Hop into Blossom Basket Florist. 1002 North Cunningham in Urbana, 2522 Village Green Place in Champaign. Celebrate the flowers of God's creation or celebrate the loved one that God created.
One in four batteries in America needs changed. Is that yours? There's only one way to tell. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison and they will get you tested. No appointment needed. If your battery is over 4 years old, you're in danger. Don't be left on the side of the road on your way to work or that special event. Interstate Battery is your protector from bad power. There are three ways to get in contact with them. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Mattis, head to their website at interstatebatteries.com, or give them a call at 217-355-4855.
If you're looking for rapid COVID-19 testing, it's now available at Campus Town Urgent Care at Green and Wright in Champaign. That's 631 East Green Street. Get a test and know within 15 minutes or less whether you have coronavirus. Dr. Tom Plura at Campus Town Urgent Care personally calls all positive patients within 30 minutes to inform them and to answer questions. During the emergency pandemic, patient insurance covers the cost of testing with no co-pays or deductibles. Medicare and Medicaid covers the test fully. Appointments are necessary, but quick and easy. Never leave your car and results in 15 minutes or less. Go to covedtest.center to book your time. Stop missing work or waiting around for days to find out results. Go to covedtest.center to book your time for rapid COVID testing from Campus Town Urgent Care. That's covedtest.center.
When your computer's not working, you're not working. Hi, this is Dan from Simplify Computers. Whether your computer is running slow, you have a virus, or it's just time for an upgrade, Simplify Computers is here to help with personal service you won't find at the big box stores. We can set up your wireless network, build, install, and maintain your business's server, or replace your hard drive. For over 18 years, we have served the Champaign-Urbana community with integrity and quality customer service. Call us at 352-5000, Simplified Computers, simply the best.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Berkey's, your local Kubota dealer at 2202 South High Cross Road in Urbana.
Game Day Spirits year-end clearance sale is now live and full of great deals for Illini Nation. Shop in either of their stores and take an additional 20% off of existing clearance items, or visit them online at gamedayspirit.com/sale to save 30% on great pieces from brands like Nike, Columbia, Champion, and more. Game Day Spirit is located at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, and is open online 24/7 at gamedayspirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
Oh yeah, take it in, Pipes. Little Herbie Hancock, Rocket. The Rocket. Yeah.
Nice.
Don't you wish you would have grown up in this era?
I kind of do, yeah.
Tight rolling jeans, wearing just crazy bright colors. That's good stuff. All right, it's The Drive with Tay and Piper. Lante, Derek Piper, Jay Layman, first hour. You know you need to podcast that if you didn't get it or didn't hear it. StevieJay.com, StevieJay.com. I stayed a Laffy Taffy, and now I have way too much, like, fluid.
You're a pro.
Well, I wasn't there. All right, let's get right to it. Michigan, Wisconsin tonight. Michigan, this game is at Ann Arbor. So, not Chrysler Arena. They just still don't play in Chrysler.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they do. They redid it?
Yep.
Okay. I remember the old Chrysler Arena. What do you think tonight? I mean, listen, this Wisconsin team, they fell to Maryland, obviously, at home, but now we know how that feels. I could see them. I mean, this is kind of Michigan's first true test, right?
It definitely is. You look at KenPom, and they've only faced the only team inside the top 40, top 45 is Minnesota. They faced Minnesota at home. They won at Maryland. They beat Penn State. They beat Northwestern. Didn't have a challenging non-conference at all.
Okay.
Let's be honest. It's about time for them to take a loss.
Yes.
And I think Wisconsin is obviously very capable of doing that. They have the size with Reavers. Now, do they have Hunter Dickinson size where he's 7'1"?
That's incredible.
255.
I'm anxious to watch him tonight. I have not seen him play.
He's been awesome.
And you've got Reavers and Potter to go against him. So right. You've got a couple of guys you can keep throwing at him.
So look for their front court to maybe give him some issues or at least effectively defend him. And another thing that you look at is Michigan defensively, they're top 20 defensive efficiency, but they have struggled to defend the three. We know Wisconsin, very talented
yes.
from the outside. They're fourth in the country, 41% from deep. So I'll be honest, I'm leaning toward Wisconsin going in there and getting one.
Okay.
And that would obviously be great for Illinois in the Big Ten title race. And it'll feel weird for you, at least, to be rooting for Wisconsin.
Oh.
If you will.
How about I just watch the game? And if that happens, by the way, I put a little teaser on it.
Nice.
So I teased Kansas, Oklahoma State.
Yep. Tease Kansas down?
Yeah.
All right.
So Kansas was, I think, 3.5-point favorite. Wisconsin was 3.5-point dog. Now I've got 7, I think, for Wisconsin dog and 0.5 point for Kansas.
Beautiful.
I think that's a good little tease.
We've taught you well.
And a big shout out to FanDuel last night. Did you get in?
I did, but I overthought myself.
Oh, no.
I played it.
Oh.
But then I also played Ohio State like plus 15 and threw a Packers money line together. So I'm going to middle this. You know, we talked about middling. I'm going to get Bam on the money line, but yep. Ohio State's going to keep it respectable. I'm going to hit both, and that one kind of undercut.
I don't
what
know.
What was free money?
You're right. Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, FanDuel basically just said you can bet up to $50. If Alabama wins, you win. So I know Trevor and I jumped all over that thing.
Perfect.
So, hey, you know what? Anytime I can get that account boosted back up just so I can lose it again, I'm all about it. Makes it fun. All right. Just want to thank Jay Layman today. Great stuff. First hour. Talked all about the national title game. And then from about 4:30 on, we broke down the Illinois coaching staff and what his thoughts are on that. So if you have a chance, you want to make sure to podcast that if you didn't get a chance to hear it. StevieJay.com. StevieJay.com. And then, of course, you and I talked some Illinois football this hour and Illinois basketball. Michigan, Wisconsin. Is that a 6 o'clock game? If it is, I didn't DVR it.
I think it might be. Yep, it is.
You just can't think of everything.
6 o'clock ESPN.
You just can't think of everything. All right, well, let's get out of here then so we can get home and watch this thing.
Let's do that.
All right, we will see everybody tomorrow. It is The Drive.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana. Starting it over is what we do.
Sarah Champagne is growing. The same quality, the same neighborhood, but a new name, new brands, and new opportunities. Here's Executive Manager Ben Quattrone.
At Sarah Champagne, you're not just a customer, you're our guest. And we're proud to serve the great folks of Central Illinois. Please visit one of our 4 fantastic locations, and we'll service your current vehicle or help you find your next dream car.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Visit sarahchampagne.com. That's S-E-R-R-A champagne.com.
Busey Bank is honored to serve you. To our healthcare workers, first responders, and local businesses, you're central to the communities we're proud to call home. Busey's grateful to partner with you and your families through life's ups and downs, today and for generations to come. Because as neighbors helping neighbors, we're in this together. Busey, grateful to serve the communities we call home. Member FDIC.
out here in the great outdoors taking care of yards. Nothing like it. Listening to my favorite radio station between stops, nobody looking over my shoulder. I work for Spring Green. I'm my own boss. Full-time health benefits, matching 401k, overtime, sales bonuses. I am the man.
Spring Green is looking for you. Want to work for the number one locally owned lawn service company in Central Illinois? Apply at spring-green.com or by calling 359-2111. That's 359-2111.
Where will you be on the first Friday in February of 2021? That night, See You at Home will be holding our 10th annual One Winter Night community awareness event. With this COVID crisis still looming, we know our event may have to look a little different this year, but it's important to remember that even during a pandemic, our friends on the street need us. And friend, we could not do what we do without you. Please mark your calendars for One Winter Night 2021, held on Friday, February 5th. There have been over 500 men and women who have stayed at the emergency shelters since October of 2019. This is Rob Dahlhouse, Executive Director at See You at Home. And while this number sounds unbelievable, it's 100% true. Imagine your son, daughter, brother, sister, cousin, or best friend not having a place to stay at night. Matthew 25:40 tells us, "That which you did for the least of my brothers and sisters, you have done for me." And you, friend, have an opportunity to support this year-round initiative and ensure that our friends without an address have a place to go at night, now and into the future. Our friends need us. And